What'd you think of squaring off against Billings there at the end?
Brody Merrill?
Merrill, sorry.
That's all right. He's a respected player in this league, and everybody knows he's tough and he's a great defender. When things get chippy and tempers flare, and you know, two guys answering the bell for their teams, nothing better than that, right? It's fun.
Pretty emotional contest from everybody. I saw things I haven't seen in quite a while out of the band that just react in the fourth quarter. And
yeah, I think emotion, controlling our emotions is a big thing, and a couple of key guys today were a little bit under control. Penalties still got away from us a bit, but when we play Toronto, we always tend to get in trouble with penalties, seems. So, you know, emotions flare, and especially the rivals like Toronto, and they're number one in the league, you know, it gets emotional when you grab a lead and then, you know, trying to hold on to it for the end of the game, and everybody's fired up, so it's always nice.
You know, Toronto moves the ball well, and they're good in transition, and you guys might have beat them in those two aspects of the game today. Got to feel good to beat the best of what they're good at.
Yeah, they move the ball up the floor well, and our offense really got off the floor well. But you have to give them credit where credit's due, and their old guys get off the floor very quick. And we were pushing that ball and looking for the second or third guy off the bench, and it was always covered because of how hard their offense got off the floor. So, yeah, the transition was there and everything was there, but, you know, both teams were going, and we ended up getting the better of them today.
You've obviously had problems this year, Steve, with Toronto and Rochester. A big step forward just to get something in the W column against these guys.
Yeah, it's the second half of the season now, right, against Colorado and now against Toronto. And we've made a lot of adjustments, right? You know, the first half of the season, you're feeling out a lot of guys and feeling out some systems. And I think we're not even at our peak yet. We're still on the way up. And if we can peak near the end of the season and then right in the playoffs, you know, looking forward to a good finish here.
How do you think the tone will be for tomorrow? Do you see more rough play, or do you think teams will settle down?
You know, you play lacrosse for so many years, and it can go either way. We can have the first shift, and you know, me and Brody could be going again, or there could be nothing. Right? Like, it's all the way things go. And you know, I think I'm going to leave it up to them. And if he wants to come find me at the beginning, then I'll be fine with that. And if he doesn't, then we'll just continue to push that ball and try and beat them in their own barn.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Well,